Excellent. So, how many are on the call? 20?
No, not yet.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. Good evening, wherever you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Evening.
So, who all do we have here today? Well, we're waiting for everyone to show up. Who made it in so far?
Julian St. Louis.
Peter Randolph.
Julian. Hello, Peter.
Hey.
Victoria from Melbourne.
Hello, Victoria.
No aliens.
We've got some more people joining us. Welcome to the call. Hi, who was that?
This is Amy from Chicago.
It's Barbara.
Hey, Amy in Chicago.
Hi.
Barbara from Cincinnati.
Hi.
And welcome to the call. Do we have people joining? That's cool. So we're going to be recording the call. We'll be doing our best to record the call. And we will also be doing some different... We'll be muting everyone at some point, and you'll be able to unmute yourself as well.
Sounds good.
And if you just joined us, please tell us where you're from and who you are.
It's 20, it's Andrew and Yasmin, yeah?
Yay,
what language was that?
Are. Hey, Andrew.
Jamaica.
Andrew and Yasmin.
Tamika, I heard, was here.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Cool.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, guys.
Who's that?
Roll call.
So as you arrive, we're hoping
Laura.
That you'll say your name and where you're from.
Laurel, New York City.
Oh, hello. Hiya.
Who's this? Oh, Victoria.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
This yeah. worked. It worked.
Hi.
Yep.
How long is this going to go for,
works.
By the way?
How long is it going to go for, 20? Oh, 20's having problems, so I think he's just going to rejoin the call in a sec. I'm on a separate phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think we thought we had like an hour up our sleeve. Depends what everyone wants and how the call goes, really.
Hmm. Okay.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm
Diane
from New Jersey. Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Hiya. 20 won't be long. And we're letting you all know that we are recording the call because we want to... So if you don't want to be heard, don't say anything. But if you don't... If you do want to be heard, like if you don't care, then that's excellent. And because we're going to be making it available with the recording up on the site as well, so we can go back to it to listen to it again. I'll just see how 20's going. Okay, looks like he's He's getting his other computer ready because for some reason the main one had a problem, so he won't be long. Is there anyone new on the call that's arrived? Has it said their name? Debbie? Once 20's online, what we're going to be doing, I'll just give you a bit of a heads up. He'll be sort of talking for the first 10 minutes or so. And, yes, A, we're recording the call. B, he's actually going to mute everyone while that's going on. And then there's going to be the option when you start asking for input, you'll be able to hit star, I think it is, and 6, but we'll confirm that. And that will unmute you so that you can say what you want to say. But then we'll be getting you to do that again to mute yourself back up, because otherwise there's too much background noise.
Right, got
nearly
it.
There.
Okay. Hey, Vicky, it's Joe Weldon from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, Joe, hiya. Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Excellent. You sound exactly like another New Jersey person we know.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Hate to disappoint.
Yep. Who was that arrived just now?
That's just Andrew and Yaz. We're coming back on a different phone.
Oh, right. Yep. Got you. Yeah, that's what 20's having to do. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
Pauline.
Pauline, hiya. We're just getting it sorted. This is Vicky. How are you, Victoria?
Shut up. Sorry, we've got your problem with dogs. Sorry.
Yeah, so what, Pauline, just because you've missed out on 20's coming in on a second computer, just so you know, we're going to be recording the call. So speak if you'd like to be heard, but otherwise you won't be, I guess. What also, he's going to be talking, he's just getting in on another computer now. He'll be talking for the first 10 minutes or so. And while that's happening, he's actually going to mute everyone. For all of us dog lovers that need attention, it's probably the best idea. And then when he starts asking questions or what people might want to share, you'll be able to unmute yourselves. I believe it's a star and a 6, but he'll confirm that so that you can say what you'd, you know, like contribute. And then, yeah, you'll press the same keys again to mute yourself.
Yeah.
And what might be good? Do you want this one, babe? Yep. Okay. So it will only be another couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Shaba in California.
Oh, hiya. Was it Shaba?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Victoria. How are you?
I know.
We're nearly
all here. I know your voice so well. I am Jeff Labarton's wife. I'm doing the other course.
Hello. Right.
Hello.
I don't think even 20 knew that, did he? I'll have to let him know. Cool.
It's so funny. You know, I know your guys' voices so well.
Yeah. I guess they're out there now on the net.
Yes.
Right.
Anyway,
hi, this is Marilyn. This is Marilyn in Oklahoma.
Oh, hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Glad you could join. We must have a lot of callers now on the line. Just so you know, 20 won't be. He'll only be another minute or so. For some reason, technology is playing a little bit of havoc at the minute.
Hello,
he'll
this
be on the
is
call
Jim
very
from,
shortly.
England.
Sorry, who was it?
Jim from England.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent.
Oh, right.
Yay, he's here. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Oh, my God. Listen to all these cool people. Hello.
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 Oh, my God. This is cool. Good fun, guys. So welcome to the first ever Manifesting to the Max group phone call. I guess Victoria's met just about everybody. That's cool. Anybody else need to say who you are, where you're from, or just want to say hello real quick before we dive in?
Hey, Kiki, it's Joe Weldon from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, my God, I got the joy-zy attitude. Got it.
Do I sound it? Just a little much? I'll try to dial it back.
Oh, my God, don't you dare. That's a gift to the... That's one of the secret spices. So, excellent.
Hi, Connie. This is Baba in California.
Oh, cool. Gotcha. I've seen you walk through the room before.
Yes, you have. I'm doing the other course.
Nice. Yeah, you are. Nice. Cool. I'm assuming your sweetheart's here as well.
This is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. How are you?
A little bit tired, but I'm very pleased to be here.
Excellent. What time is it and where are you in the world?
Oh, well, I'm in the same 5 a.m. it is.
Oh, you're the local. Got it. I know who you are. Ah.
Lovely to talk to you. Really nice.
Excellent. I had heaps of problems getting in. Victoria got in fine. I'm on my iPhone, which is really a rare treat for me. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, how about if we dive in?
That sounds good to me.
Sure.
All right.
Go for it.
I've been sharing a bit. Bruce, you got to go away, Paul. Got to go play with them.
I want to say hello to Victoria.
Hello, I'm here. Hiya.
You two have got the biggest smiles in the world. Mm.
Oh, thanks, Patricia. So it sounds to me like we don't have much in the way of background noise, so I'm not going to bother doing the overall mute thing. If you find that where you are gets a little noisy, if you hit *6, you can mute yourself out of the call for a bit. Just hit *6 again, and you can join us back up. So
okay.
Let that go for now. And what I'd like to dive into a little bit is just let you know, first of all, how much we love hearing from everybody. We're getting a heap of really good, just fantastic emails, group posts, and just all sorts of gifts from you guys, just letting us know what we're sharing is working for you. So we really want to honor and acknowledge that. I'm going to talk for just a tiny bit, but what I really want to do is hear from you guys, and if there's anything that you'd like to work on in the call, we're doing our best to record it today. It should be being recorded by the conference call service for us. Just keep a few things in mind. If you want to toss anything into the call, keep it reasonably short. If we need more details, I'll ask for them. And that way we can drill into as much as we can today. And second, can they hear you?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, we've lost Victoria apparently. So I just want to rub your headset. Okay, so if you want to toss anything into the call, if there's something that you're having a problem with, or you want some clarification on, or you want to celebrate, just toss it in, and we'll just see how we can bless everyone in the call today. One of the big things is, since we're recording the call and everyone in the group will get it, please don't share anything you don't want the public to know, because I can't control where the call or the recording goes. I'll assume everyone will keep it private, but after somebody downloads it, I don't know what they're going to do with it. So how's that sound? Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Cool. I need Victoria to come over soon so she can get some headsets here. Please. So for me, the number one thing with this exploration with manifesting to the max is awareness. And in my experience, it's like if you really want to get good at manifesting, what you want to do is stop driving in the fog. And I see a lot of people out there. Well, let me back up this morning. It's winter here in Australia. And this morning my fire started with I had a small, about a 4-inch red coal in the fireplace when I woke up. And I basically surrounded it with a bunch of little pieces of wood, blew on it for about 10 seconds, and I timed it. It was 37 minutes later when fire spontaneously erupted. And so that whole time, that heat that was in the fireplace, that little couple-inch coal the size of my fist, was spreading, it was growing, it was getting to the point where there was ignition in the fireplace. And now we've got this yummy fire that's in front of us while we're talking to you today. So what I'd like to invite you to is why I feel this program's needed and why we're finding it's working so much. And it really comes down to being aware of these 18-inch adventures and whether or not you're completing them, becoming more aware of these moments of ignition, which sometimes they do happen in a flash. You'll see them on our shows. Victoria has them constantly. And we demonstrate how, you know, what that's like, and you can read them on our Facebook group when people have them. And you know, the third thing being the power of purposes, which we can sort of wiggle into like you guys want to today. So, with all that just tossed out, I'd love to know, what do you got? What are you experiencing? In other words, who would like to share something, anything, so we can have a conversation?
20, this is Amy in Chicago.
Amy in Chicago. Hi.
I believe you got the pictures I sent you about how I manifested to the max.
This is your what did we call it? It was lovely. It was you and your daughter, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So where would you like to go with that today?
Just to share, you asked if anyone had anything to share, and well, I manifested two tickets to the musical, the stage show, Grease. And
yes.
I just kept ignoring the signs that were in my way that said sold out, sold out. And all the barriers just melted away. And we got, you know, fourth row center seats.
We love stuff like this. Let me ask you a question. So you ignored the signs, right, the physical signs?
Correct.
And I imagine you kept exploring you. The belly, the adventure, what you've chosen.
Right, and I just remembered the story of Neville getting the ticket for the show for his brother.
Totally.
And it was a sold-out show as well. And
yes,
he walked up
Aida,
to the box
yes.
office, and that's what I did. I walked right up to the box office, and even at the box office, the sign says, all shows sold out. And the woman is like, there's nobody at the box office because the show is sold out. But I continued and was able to receive the tickets.
So this morning when I put the wood around the fire, once I saw the little coal was there and I put all this wood around it, you couldn't see the coal anymore. And literally all I had to do is just remember the coal is there. The seed has been planted, and the fire will come out of the fireplace. All I got to do is just be patient. You know, just let it do what it does while, you know, we make coffee and take the pups out, so on and so forth. We're either going to buy into stories that invite us to stay awake. In other words, stories about ignition, stories about the 18-inch adventure. Is one of your purposes something like being a loving mom, Julie?
Me?
Yeah.
No, other Julie. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Loving mom.
Yes. Nice. It's these tiny little things where we get to go. It's not just about the state of getting the tickets. It's the state of Amy as a loving mom. And being able to drop back into that because you know you're a loving mom, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's that sense of absolutely that enables you to also get the ticket. Especially when they keep telling you, not now, come back later. Not now, Amy, come back later. Yeah, did we tell you to come back later, Amy? Come back later. And you go, all right, yeah, no problems. I'm here. I'm waiting for my tickets. I'm a loving mom. Sweet.
That's it. That was it.
It's these simple little stories that, again, you're going to buy into stories that will put you to sleep, so you miss the moments of ignition, or you miss the 18-inch adventure, or you miss noticing your purposes or ever defining or exploring those, or you get to hear and buy into stories like this one here that invites you to go, right, it's about the tickets, but it's also about Amy being a loving mom. And Amy being that loving mom can't help but get the tickets.
That was so awesome the way you put that, because I hadn't thought of it from that perspective.
Cool. That's my job. I love my job. Sweet. Cool. Who else wants to toss a little bit in?
Wendy, this is Sharon in Texas. Can you talk
Sharon.
Hi. Can you talk more about the bridge? I think I've been on it forever, and so obviously something's amiss.
Cool. How many things are you manifesting, Sharon?
Well, I think I'm talking about how many things. Everything. That's the answer to your question. Everything.
Yep.
And I'm moving from one city to another. I'm in Texas. And I've been doing this for a year.
It's interesting to me. I had a 35-year internal bleeding condition. And you'd think, and you think I wouldn't have 35 years of internal bleeding, wouldn't you? But I managed to go, I can live with this. And I found all sorts of ways to live with it, including grinding raw liver up in my Vitamix and combining it with watermelon because iron and what's in watermelon creates hemoglobin. Hey, welcome to the call.
Sorry, hi.
So I had a 35-year health condition, and I managed to live with it. And I get that, in a way, that was a 35-year-old bridge that I could have made a much faster bridge because I managed to tolerate it, to live with it, to let something take that long versus, I just shared yesterday on the group, I am functionally deaf in my right ear, supposedly. This has been confirmed by doctors. And in the past 2 years, I've been having a lot more lucid moments with that ear. The funny thing is, for the past 15 years, whenever I teach bird language courses, I can hear better than most people. And that's weird, considering the doctors say I'm deaf in my right ear. Oddly enough, right now, since Victoria, and by the way, I love the way things divinely work out. We were having problems using the computer and the Blue Yeti microphone, so we're on my mobile phone right now. But what's really cool is I'm doing this call with a headset plugged into my right ear, and I can hear you guys perfectly.
Super.
In other words, what I'm going to offer to you is we're always crossing bridges of incident. And everything in life is either an end, if we allow it to be, it's a bridge if we stay faithful to our state. And it seems to me that what we can do is, I don't get that we can speed it up, but what I do get is that we constantly slow it down. And I've slowed down hearing for decades, just like I did with an internal bleeding condition. And at this point today, this morning at whatever it is, 5:30 in the morning here in Australia, I'm doing a conference call using my right ear only. Pretty darn sweet.
Very.
Yeah, and I get to share this live.
Wow.
Yeah, because my computer's being glitchy this morning. How cool.
Yes, and 4 months ago, I quit my job so that I could devote all my time to packing, sorting, doing all that. I've ordered the signs. They should be on their way, and I have, and I'm going to do for sale by owner. I was very impressed by one of your people who said they had sold their home by, for sale by owner, and now I'm waiting, and it's it can be a little daunting.
You betcha. When I talk to people who want to do internet marketing, essentially that's part of what I do for a living. That's pretty obvious, I think. So I send out an email. I've got websites, all that stuff. And I know people that have 250,000 people on their list that they email, and they don't make any money. And we all know the primary reason why they don't is because they're imagining that they need a bigger list to make money. And we don't have anywhere near that many people on our list. It's shocking how small our list is, because our list is family. We love our family, and we know we can bless our family, and our family blesses us. And this is not just with this project, but with a couple others. And so what's cool about this, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day who has a list that's even smaller than me with his groups. And what... And in his experience, he says to me, he goes, you don't need a bunch of people. All you need, he goes, you never know when Oprah's going to get on your list. You never know when, you know, somebody who can connect you with people to help you will get on your list. Like Neville says, if it takes a million people, the million people will move. If it takes one person will move. If you're faithful to that feeling of, if you've made that 18-inch adventure into, I'm selling, you know, starting in the head. I'm doing a for sale by owner because that's what, you know, logically makes sense to me, whatever. And you drop into the heart and you feel that you've moved to your new place, so on and so forth, and your house is obviously sold. And you drop down into the belly and you experience that knowingness, that absolute knowingness that this worked. You notice I'm not saying it works, that it worked and that it is done, and that place of silence. It will. Yeah, whether it's a million people have to see your signs or one person who's got a friend in Kentucky who wants your house, it's fascinating to me. How's that to begin?
Okay. Okay, just keep doing sessions and keep believing and know. I think I know, and then I guess I don't.
Oh, my God. How's that for honesty? I love honesty because I was on a coaching call last week with a client who was having a meltdown. And I said, what I really appreciate, dude, is that you're honest. Because being honest allows us to go, this is where I'm at. Sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. Even Neville admitted to this. Neville would say, I can't completely control the movements of my attention. But when I do... And that tells me something. Neville noticed when he was and when he wasn't. And he was honest enough to be able to say and notice and admit that and still love himself. And I think that's a massive thing with this, because if we're going to judge ourselves for our mistakes, we're going to avoid noticing them so we can avoid judging. Versus if we go, yeah, look at me. Yeah, I lost the state. That's all right. Yeah, 100% human, 100% divine. Let's dive back in. And in the meantime, since you've already manifested your move, manifest up a bunch of other things. You get it?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Thanks.
notice how you get blessed by other people's questions and stories.
Yes.
I love when I can work with groups because one person's story will bless everyone else's when we explore it.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, who's next?
Pauline here from Manchester in England.
Oh my God, it's been a while.
Yes, and we've got Malcolm with me as well.
Hey, Malcolm, I hear that you guys had a cuddle.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyway.
Nice.
As I was saying, I honestly thought you had to be perfect at this. I know Neville said that he got cross sometimes when things didn't go right, and I'm thinking about when he was in a restaurant. But that's
yes.
refreshing to see that even he can control his attention.
I personally think a lot of spiritual people today are not spiritual people, that they're just wussies. And they use the label spiritual. I'm sorry, I'm using G-rated words. This is a bit shocking. Excuse me. I love when Neville says, I want clams. I want Tabasco sauce. This is not charity. And to me, that is a really good thing. Bruce, you have to go away. Victoria's taking Bruce away for now. So what's really cool is, you know, Neville had a state. Whatever Neville's state was, you know, part of his state that day was eating clams and eating breakfast and paying for it. And I really get that this is important for us to notice because, as he said in other lectures, live boldly. Yeah, appropriate what you desire. If you want clams and Tabasco sauce, assume you're getting clams and Tabasco sauce. And if it doesn't bring you your Tabasco sauce, speak up. I really get that this is important for us to acknowledge, you know, Neville, 100% human, 100% divine, and also okay with the whole thing of, you know what, I ordered this. I am not going to settle for that. What a lovely lesson even in that for us today.
This is Patricia.
Let me toss
here.
The talking stick back to you.
Sorry.
Oh, yes, Patricia.
Sure. No, I never.
Whoever
I'm
wants to go.
Not quite sure when there's silence. What I do, I collect things on front of my computer to keep me realizing who I am. And even though I'm not sort of at that experience of Neville's yet. I think it's absolutely wonderful. I love the explanations. But, you know, when you... I actually did a course once with a guy called Steve Welts, an Australian. He's in Western Australia. And it was all about self-acceptance. And he realised that he was really down on himself for a long, long time. Thought he was really, did everything wrong and had such a level of not wanting to get on with it that he'd sit and play hours and hours of computer games. Well, anyway, at one point he realised that not loving himself and not accepting himself was a very, 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 very big point. And he actually wrote a series of articles for EFT, and one of the first ones he wrote about was, and this is what I find really good statement to say, in the EFT process they say, even though I am doing this, I'm still a great person. So he sort of said, like, even though I'm really messed up my life right now, I'm a great person. And the sense of just accepting how he felt and the nonsense that was going on in his head, he felt good. And the whole thing is just that point that you can get to where you just know you don't have to be this person that does everything perfectly all the way along, you know. And another thing I really like, I listen to, I'm sorry, I'm really tired right now, so if I'm going off whatever. What it was, I watched Muhammad Ali's funeral, and And then I looked up some of his quotes, you know, because it sounded really like he had something to say. And one of the ones was that don't be fearful in the world about anything. Just take no notice of it. And so, you know, when you're wanting to be online inside yourself and this nonsense comes up, you can say, well, you know, oh, just not, that's just the world. You know, this bill's coming. That's, all these things are just the world. Just take no notice of it. And then you sort of go into a quiet place inside yourself where you know that. And the world just becomes this nothing that you're taking notice of, and then who you are just slips into place, even just for a moment. And I find that very empowering, you know?
But so, what I loved about Muhammad Ali was he could give birth to Muhammad Ali
yes.
repeatedly, in the moment, all the time.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And I get that he didn't run a script. He could say the same rhymes and jingles all the time, but he didn't run a script. And when I go to the dog park or I'm at the shops, what I notice is most people are running a script. There's a tremendous amount of power that happens whenever we can, when you notice that you're the noticer, when you experience that you're the silence that gives birth to everything. You get to go. I've been half asleep for my whole life, and here I am waking up, and I can write something different. In other words, just because I've been driving a beat-up Volkswagen doesn't mean I can't tomorrow have a BMW. All I've got to do is stop buying into the story that the Volkswagen is my reality.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my daughter sent me an email about an interview with a guy called Guy Harriman, I think his name was, and he was just so pure in his interview, being present, and that it was a sort of a great inspiration, because he doesn't do anything that doesn't feel right. He said the most important thing is to be authentic with yourself. But so I was just so inspired. I felt so good. That's the way to do it. And just recently I've been, my daughter wanted me to learn something to help her, and I just said no. I said I'd much rather be studying musical composition than learning this complicated thing, you know. And I felt good just saying it, and she's, what'd you say?
Nice. It's really lovely when we start getting the power of purposes down. My three primary purposes are loving husband, loving coach, and loving puppy dad. And I'm watching them right now being reflected through Victoria, because she's taking care of Bruce and Emmett. She's had to walk off the call for a few moments just to take care of the puppies. And what's really cool is, if I know my three primary purposes are loving puppy dad, loving husband, loving trainer, I know what to say no to.
Yes.
And if I don't know what to say no to, this whole thing of acceptance can't happen.
Yes.
I don't know what all got on the recording so far, because I started the recording and Skype on my computer died, which is what I usually use for my calls. And so with that, I'm telling Victoria, you've got to run the call. It sounds nice and calm right now, but I don't know what you guys heard. What you heard was also the truth. Victoria, you have to run the call. I'm working on a reboot, doing what I got to do. We get to have these. Part of this 18-inch adventure is going from head to heart to belly, and from belly back up to heart, back up to head. The beginning of this call is a great example of that, because a lot of times, again, what passes for spiritual teachings in our culture is just go to the belly and stay there. In other words, don't have a want for anything. As far as I can tell, we're here on earth to enjoy some good food, some good sex, some good music, some good poetry, whatever. We're here to explore this world of experience and to know imagination. and being able to go through this full range of Pauline, I ordered clams, and I'm getting Tabasco sauce, bringing Pauline's comment back in. We really are here to explore this whole range, this whole gambit. And given that this smorgasbord is so incredibly big, your primary purpose is tell you what you can, you know, basically what to say no to. So you can say yes to, you know, the house selling. You can say yes to whatever it is that you've chosen to have show up in your life. Cool.
Yes, it's like
who else wants to join
in?
Yes.
Andrew from Australia in Melbourne here.
Oh my God, this is you know, Andrew is Emmett's original puppy dad. So Andrew and Yasmin are the original puppy parents here. So when I talk about being a loving puppy dad, by the way, people say, what if you aren't currently doing your three primary purposes? I was a loving puppy dad before I had a puppy. And the guy who's going to talk now, you know, him and his wife obviously saw that we're loving puppy parents before we even had a puppy because they gave us theirs.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew. Yeah, dive in, guys.
So I wanted to, it's an 18-inch adventure that I've had over the last week. So last Saturday I ended up in hospital with a prolapsed disc in my back and in more pain than I've ever experienced before. And this last week has been a up and down of, you know, sort of getting better and then really being painful again and, you know, sort of back and forth. And I noticed now that I spend a lot of time in my head trying to figure out where the pain is, what to do next, how do I deal with this, how do I solve it, and kind of didn't move from there. Anyway, yesterday I had a shed that I had to go and pick up. And
A free shed,
yes.
Oh, no, cool.
For this big 4 meter long, 2 meter high panels, you know, wooden panels are the walls of this shed. And they're heavy, right?
Uh-oh.
So I had really no choice but to get out there and get this shed and work. And I've done all the things yesterday that you really shouldn't do for your back, right? When you've got a prolapsed disc, you shouldn't be lifting heavy stuff. You shouldn't be reaching and stretching and pulling and doing all of these things. But before I went and got the shed, I accepted it. You know, I accepted it, and I finally got down into the belly, and I went, no, it's going to be fine. You know, I had thoughts like, there's going to be other people there to help, or it's going to be again miraculously, you know. And what happened was I sunk down in my belly, and I accepted it, and I felt good, and
nice.
I felt, you know, it's fine, it's going to be done. And I went and I moved this shed and did all of those things, and as of having moved the shed, my back is healed. It's not hurting anymore. I've got a dull ache where the source of the pain was, and I'm fine.
Excellent.
I love, you know, having been in the medical profession, we're trained to say, Andrew, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much does it hurt and where, point, right? So we're trained to get people in their heads, which is fine. We need diagnostic criteria. Excuse me. The head has its job. The heart has its job. Being a guy who's got a free shed, a wife, and some kids, and some chooks, you don't feel good about having a prolapsed disc, do you?
No.
No. So the heart shows up. The heart's rejoicing at least you have a disc, and you got a wife and kids and chooks and a free shed. So the heart has both sides covered, but it's the belly that knows. It's the belly that accepts. It's the belly that receives. Think everything in physical world, in Echoville, is a representation of what's in consciousness. And when I think of food, I think of food goes down into the belly. The belly accepts the food, accepts the nutrition. When I think of baby, the baby grows in the belly. So the belly is a fascinating part of the body. And it's also a fascinating analogy for what we're talking about here, which is you accepted the new shed. You accepted it in your life perfectly. You accepted Andrew beyond a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it was just that moment, and it's only as things are, you know, it's in hindsight. It was that moment that I sunk that I sunk into the belly and got out of my head about, you know, how am I going to manage this, and got into the, no, this is going to be okay, and, you know, that knowing that comes from sitting down in the belly, and, you know, the heart loves it, and it goes back up into the head, and it's all going to be fine, and, you know, the outcome of it is something I couldn't have expected, where I'm walking around freely, I'm moving, I'm jumping, I could go for a run right now.
Nice. Well, while you're running, bringing some fresh eggs over.
Well, you might be able to warm up if you go for a run.
Sweet. Sweet.
We're sitting outside so we don't wake our children.
Wow. I wish we could go outside.
Yeah, and leave the children inside.
Yeah, these children are crazy. Emmett wants to go outside. Emmett's imagining going outside. He's looking at us like, I've had enough of Bruce. And Bruce has decided that it's time to just destroy things. So that's Bruce.
I think Emmett had enough of Bruce on day one.
Bruce. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, when we brought Bruce home, man, it's like, yay, we got company. At the end of the day, it's like, when's it leaving? We're doing great now. Cool. Thank you, Andrew. Who else? Who else wants to talk something we can explore a little tiny bit of? By the way, it's these things. It's you guys applying what we're sharing and just exploring them a tiny bit here. That's going to give you stuff that we can't possibly give to you with us just on a microphone. So this is really sweet. I appreciate every little share, every little story, every little gift. It's just massive.
Yeah. Hi, Twani. This is Diane from New Jersey. How are you?
Wow. I know who you are. Hi, Diane. It's nice to hear your
voice. Hi. I just wanted to say that I can really identify with a lot of what's being said. And I just want to put in that my biggest problem is I keep on getting out of the state. I'll be okay for a while, and then something will trigger me. Like I just moved in. I just sold a house I lived in for 25 years. And so something will trigger me. Oh, I miss my house. Or I'll have these thoughts go through my mind. Well, you know, maybe this doesn't work, you know. And some other times I'm like, you know, I do well. And then I start losing it, you know. And then I'll get back in it again. But it's like a roller coaster. So
I'm gonna call this not your biggest problem, but your most frequent problem. How about that?
Okay.
I love moving things around in slightly different ways because you mentioned that it shows up frequently, right?
Right.
That seems to be part of the job of the physical world, to give us frequent temptations. And part of our job is to only nibble on the ones that we want. I can't remember if we did a show on this. Every email I answer to me is a show, right? So we got the email from a lady who basically her she's gorgeous, and her concern was, I'm manifesting a guy, right? Not, I don't believe it's a particular guy, but I'm manifesting a mate, a husband, and my mom and sisters, I think, say, hey, yeah, you're still single. What's going on? You know, it's the clock's ticking, that kind of thing, right? And what we suggested was, once you have a guy, you know what your mom and sisters are going to do, right? Your mom and sisters are going to say, oh, look at him. He's only working 40 hours a week. Or look at him. He only bathes once a day. Or they'll find something else to pick on, right? So the whole thing wasn't about how to deal with mom and sister. The whole thing was, how do I move that flashlight of attention inside? Because I know this is the kind of woman I am with my man, with the perfect man in my life. And knowing that you're that person, sort of like, you know, we knew we'd be great puppy parents before Emmett showed up, and Andrew and Yasmin bring Emmett over. You know, that's the short version of the story. But since we knew it, it happened. And that's our thing, because the temptation of the eyes, the temptation of the physical senses, is always going to have you look to the outside. And the outside being an echo, is all its job is to basically have you get sucked into what isn't or what was. And our job is to bring presence to it. It's sort of like, I love when people teach the power of now or being present. And really, the only thing that we can give is being present, is being the presence. Us being on the call today, you being on the call today, this is the present. And everything that's happened has happened, and that's all fine. But it's that joining that in the present moment, that just being in the present moment of knowing, period.
So actually, it reminds me one of the lessons from Manifesting Mastery was
yes.
You actually, Neville says, you have to have the identity of who you want or who you want to be. And that actually manifests what you want once you have the identity. Is that correct?
I'm really big on identity. There's some other people that do different things, but I am really big on my big three are loving husband, loving puppy dad, loving coach and trainer, and I find they dictate everything I do and everything I manifest. And it can be something as simple as loving husband wants a chipper. But where we live is clay soil. We don't have topsoil here at all. And so we would invest $1,000 in trees and plants a year, and we would have $1,000 in dead trees and plants by the end of the year because there was, like, no nutrition. And so we started making soil. And Victoria is outside using a pair of scissors, cutting straw, this lucerne and pea straw, to make soil, right? And I walk out one day, and it's like, nah, this ain't going to cut it. We tried a saw. We tried a miter saw. We tried all sorts of things. It just didn't work. And I decided we're getting a chipper. The loving husband says, we're getting a chipper. And it's going to be $100, $150, and we're getting it today. And sure enough, we went inside, got on eBay, and right around the corner there was a chipper for, I forget the price, but we showed up and offered the guy the amount of money that we were willing to pay. I think it was $150. And the guy said, sweet. And we came home with the chipper in a matter of like an hour. What's really cool, it wasn't about just manifesting a chipper. It was about being that loving husband. Loving husband says, I can't let my wife out there with a pair of scissors. And when I try, my hands hurt and I can't type for a day or two. So we're getting a chipper. You know, boom. That, you know, so anything that we do, what I'm finding works is if we've got those three core identities taken care of that we talk about in the Power of Purposes and the other recordings, it really just does augment everything. It just, like Andrew talks about his back healing. I'm willing to bet part of his thing with the back healing came back to being a loving husband. Just being a loving husband, where they live, he has to do all sorts of heavy work. God bless him, good job. Boom, he can't afford to have a bad back. And so he stops paying the price of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Guys!
I think next time we're going to do the show up on the mezzanine. We're going to be doing it on the main floor.
Sweet.
You need to slow down. Ralphie.
Gentlemen. What's that, Andrew?
I said you need to slow down. Russell.
Sort of? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Russell's. Yeah, Russell's cottage. That'll be excellent. Hmm. Ooh, who else? What else would you like to toss into the call today?
Funny, it's Yaz. From
Yasmin. That's right. You even say it properly. Excellent.
Melbourne. So what I've been noticing for me is all the little things that I've been manifesting over the last few weeks. Like just I'll have a thought and within seconds it happens. And a perfect example was we're sitting outside now. It's pitch black, apart from the moonlight.
Yep.
And while Andrew was talking before, and I mentioned how we're sitting outside, so we don't wake up our children. And
yep.
I thought, that'd be so cool if some kangaroos hopped past right now.
Nice.
And guess what? we've got kangaroos sitting here watching us. And, we had about four kangaroos hop through about 5 minutes ago, and a little bubby one just sit and nibble on the grass and watch us while we're sitting up on our decking.
And they're still there.
And they're still there. We can just see them in the moonlight.
This is a great example why I say words don't matter. The words that you used was something about having a thought about kangaroos. When I hear your voice, Bruce, sit. When I hear your voice, what I hear is the heart and the belly. I hear an 18-inch adventure with ignition.
Completely. I knew
totally.
That was the hot path.
I'm happy that you said it exactly like you did, quote unquote words, because there are a lot of people that go, well, why is it that when I just think about something, it happens? Now, you don't ever just think about something and it happens. Thoughts are dead. Thoughts are produced. But it's
yeah.
the feeling that you had. It was obvious to hear in the tone of your voice, and hopefully the recording's working well on this. So when people listen to it, they'll be able to hear this. It's so obvious to hear the heart and the belly show up with that. And it's the joyful little play. We love the belly in the little girl. And the tonality that
yeah.
I heard was little girl tonality. Wouldn't it be cool? Yay. And there it is. This is feeling it real.
Yeah, real knowing for me. Like I know when I'm in my belly, everything's still, and it's not going to be any other way.
Yes. Our culture loves tight bellies and tight brains. We keep suggesting wiggle them both.
Cool.
Nice. Who else?
Just happy to manifest being here.
Say again.
I'm just happy to manifest being here instead of at a baseball game.
Oh, how cool. What baseball game would you have gone to?
We will go. They delayed it tonight. The Cardinals.
Oh, yay. Nice. Okay. Gentlemen.
So, otherwise I wouldn't be here. So thank you, Cardinals. But the big delay.
Yeah. I love things like this. It's like, and there's like, I don't know how many people go to a baseball game. Let's say there's 1,000 people going, right now, they're waiting for you. I love this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's the other day I'm driving home with my dad. He's staying with us, and I'm pulled over to get gas. I'm like, oh, wow, the store's still there. We wanted something from the store that's going out of business, and they still had one near us. We were able to get a couple of things we wanted, and it was awesome. It's the little things that make the big difference.
Totally. Excuse me. Gentlemen.
Hello.
Yes.
Sam. Hello. Well, thank you.
We have to push a button to get heard?
I don't think so. It sounds like...
Oh, good.
I don't think I'd muted anyway. Cool.
This is Laurel.
Who's next?
This is Laurel.
Oh, hey.
From New York. I'm great.
I know.
Now, I don't know if this is so much a success story, but it's living in the place of trust in a very big way right now. And I'm totally absorbing all this every day.
If you could see my notes, I actually had a little tiny show note. It's on the computer that I'm not near right now. But thank you for bringing this up because this is good. Laurel, go for it.
Okay. Well, here, I wish I had like this grand success story to tell you. But right now I'm at this place of trying to finish this monster of a film. And the end is where you have the most expenses. And my film fund is dwindling down to air at this point. I'm surviving on air. I haven't paid myself in years. I have nobody, everyone asks, how do you survive? And I said, I don't know. And if I start questioning, it's not going to work anymore. So here I am, and now I'm getting sacked with bills and invoices and things that I haven't paid. Oh, yeah, I have to pay this. And I'm still moving forward, and I just hired two more people. And because I can't not do it. And in my mind, there's no way it's not done because it's already done. And talk about holding something in imagination. I mean, it's so solid in imagination. It's already been done, and it's been done a while. But I have no idea how I'm going to get from here to there. And I'm hanging in that place. I just know it's going to happen.
I get puzzled when I see when I hear that it's going to happen, because in my world...
Oh, because you're saying it's already happened. It's already happened.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, it's like there's a fellow in one of the groups, and he mentions where he's from, and I've told him privately, I don't get you there, pal. I'm sorry. When you post where you live, I don't get that you're there. When you post about your movie being done, seriously, there's a part of me that goes, what the fuck is she talking about? I've already got you on your next project or two, right? So
oh, God, no.
I've got you.
No more.
No more.
But no, I get that. But really, in my heart, it's done. And there's really no doubt that it's done. But at the same time, it doesn't mean I don't have my moments where I'm in fear.
Head, heart, belly, heart, head. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't come here to just go into the belly. I commend the people that do that. I did that for a couple of years. I dropped into the belly and didn't give a shit about anything. Because I got it was all perfect. It's all fucking perfect. There's nothing for me to worry about or do.
Yeah.
Right? The beautiful silence, rainbows and butterflies, all that good stuff. And then it was boring.
I came here to eat egg rolls.
And to shiver once in a while, and to wrestle with a puppy, and deal with my computer that didn't work right this morning. We came here to go head, heart, belly, heart, head, heart, belly, heart, head. Sounds like you're doing a good job of it.
What do I do with the fear? The fear that pops in. Because it does.
So at the beginning of the call, again, I'm trusting right now this is recording, okay, because it said it was when I logged in on my phone here. But at the beginning of the call, I got bumped off of it twice on Skype. Victoria was able to handle the first part of the call, and then she got bumped off on the landline. I have no idea what's happening with that. I've never had this happen before. And now we're on the coveted iPhone 4S, the oldest piece of technology in the world in the house. And here we are, and we're heading toward, I don't know if we close the call now or in 30 minutes, we'll find out. But in my show notes that I totally forgot about because I'm not near that computer, I had the word trust written.
Yeah.
And the present is all about trust. The present, when we stop trusting, we lose the present. And in the present, Victoria's got a goodie coming.
No, wondering, sorry, so when Laurel says, what do I do with the fear?
Yes.
We go back to the trust of the present.
Yeah, fear is, gentlemen, there's the fear of when I'm standing up on Kringle Drive, when I walk up to the top of the driveway and I've got two puppies, and the bus, the 517 goes past. I don't walk out in front of it, right? Yeah, it's a big bus. There's the reasonable fear of don't walk out in front of the bus. It's not time for you to prove that this is, people are trying to say this is... people say this is the world of illusion, Barbara. That's right. And I say, no, it's not. This is the shadow world. The shadow is just as real as the sun, right? Yeah, because we have some plants that like shade. Okay, so the shadow world, Victoria's hand on my thigh right now, is just as real as the imaginal world. But the shadow world's just playing catch-up all the time. But I don't dare walk out in front of that bus with two puppies. Like, it's not going to be a pretty picture. right? On the other hand, okay, so there's the reasonable fear of the bus. There's the crazy, wacky fear of the bus, which is I sit down here right now and start screaming the word bus as loud as I can for 15 minutes, and it's time for the meds, right? That's crazy fear. So when fear shows up and it's, I'm afraid of walking out in front of the bus, that's a good fear. Mm-hmm. When fear shows up and I'm terrified of all buses, especially when you add the three numbers up and it adds up to 13, oh my God, that's terrible. people are afraid of numbers. I find that fascinating.
It did. 517 adds up to 13. Sorry.
All right. So when the fear shows up, and by the way, the 517 is the actual bus number. you can't make this stuff up, right? It's so funny to notice what we can be tempted into being afraid of. Mercury going retrograde. Holy shit, Laurel, get the movie done now. Right? or we just go, right, let's trust the movie's getting done. Right? Let's trust the movie is done because I've already felt it done. So in consciousness, the movie is done. You get it? You get how I know it's done? I know it's done.
Right.
But I also know in Shadowland, you still get to play. How cool.
Yeah.
I love when I used to fight competitively. Back when I was much younger, my buddy Perry Culver said I was the best fighter he ever fought because I am just crazy fun in the ring. And I really am. I just loved it. Good fun. I knew I was going to win when I walked through the door. I didn't know how. I didn't know who I was going to win against, but my God, I had fun. And that's in a way what this is all about. You turn that fight into a game. And that's it. You got the invoice. Cool. Let's watch. Because if you got an invoice, you got something else coming. Sweet. And keep making
Hi,
those 20. Adventures. Head, heart, belly. Hey, Barbara, how are you? Did I know that right? Is that Barbara?
Hello? Hello? This is Tamika. This is Tamika.
Oh, Tamika, hey!
Yes, hey.
Hi, Tamika.
It's been a while.
How y'all doing? Yes, it has been a while. Yes,
to the man that married you.
Yes.
Yes, got a lot of it.
As you always mention him, yeah.
Yes.
It's so great to hear everybody's voice, actually.
Yes.
Having read everybody's names for so long.
Do the group the same. Once you hear these people's voices and their patterns and feel their hearts and bellies, you watch what happens in the group, guys. Oh, my God. This is
I think
be...
you should do a Skype next.
Skype went dodgy on me this morning.
I mean, too many faces.
Yes.
Well, I do have a
Tamika,
question.
Go for it.
I'm kind of like mostly in the same line as what Laura was just speaking about to a certain degree. You know that we started our training school, and it's been, we're working on our third class now. We just graduated our first class. Now we're working on enrolling our third class. But I don't know why I don't have financial issues, but I do. It's like we're not getting any money coming in at all, but we're still maintaining our own stuff. You know, it's not like, we're deep in debt, but it's just nothing financial is coming up. Uh-huh.
Nothing financial is coming in. Ready?
As far as the school, yes.
I'm going to drop the F-bomb. How the fuck would you know? the only thing you know is what has happened, right?
Yes.
What's the next moment bring?
We don't know.
I think you have those anxiety on the mind. Peek at those, because that I don't know zone. Here's the summary of that course. Ready? We got to get to be comfortable with I don't know. At the beginning of this call, Skype goes wonky on me. Man, I've got the best microphone set up. I mean, I am set up in the chair. Victoria brought me coffee. Life is good. And I just booted out of my own call.
Right? And Victoria's over there saying, what do I do? I'm going, I don't know. Just talk. what are you doing? I don't know. I'm getting it to work. But you get to really be comfortable with that I don't know. So because you've made it there.
Hello?
Hello?
I think I put it out again.
No, yes. I think you're there. You're there. Tamika, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Because I actually wanted to say, this is Laurel.
Uh-huh.
I think they'll loop back in, but I was going to say something to you.
Uh-huh.
Because he'll come back in a minute. I'm in that same place, and I just know that money is coming, and I truly don't know from where. Like, no idea from where. But it's that real knowing that it is. And I just kind of hang in that space all the time.
That's what I can think. That's why I'm actually in that space, too. And I guess it's getting, because I know I showed my, like I just said, when we showed our clip on our graduating class.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a great response as far as people want to employ our students, people want to be our students, people want to get work done, but nobody's saying what they. So I guess I'm getting to the point of like you was just
all
talking
right.
about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're carrying on without you. We're doing just fine. But Tamika, what I was also going to add to is for me, it's feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And sort of hanging in that, really embracing like being okay with feeling insecure, and feeling secure with feeling insecure. You know what I mean? And kind of riding that edge. And I think that's what Tony was talking about. If he's back. Is he back?
Is that Barbara?
Yes, back.
Who was
carrying
Laurel? Laurel, it's Joe Weldon. I'm across the river from you in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Where in Jersey are you?
I am in Carlstadt. I'm basically viewing distance of, fondly we used to call it Giant Stadium, but now it's called MetLife Stadium.
Uh-huh.
So I can see it out my window, basically. But I'm also reminded of how Spike Lee, when he was making his first movie, She's Gotta Have It, rented the editing machines for it. He was editing in his apartment, and he was overdue in returning the editing machines. So whenever people knocked on his apartment door, they shut the machines down and waited for the guys to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's
We're
like,
all insane.
Yeah,
We're all insane. We're all insane. We should have a little New York party, a Neville party.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like whenever TT or V come this way, I bring them to Carmine's, places heaven on earth, as far as I'm concerned.
Whenever we come, we love the Joyzy attitude. It's like, whenever they come our way.
I know.
It's like, no, we'll come our way.
Well, if you're ever in the region is what I what I meant.
Advice to Tamika.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
being comfortable in the uncomfortable, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Being comfortable with the I don't know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You answered.
That's it.
Your fear.
Who are you talking to, Tamika or me?
Yeah.
Tamika.
I'm saying, yeah, it's great for Tamika, but Laurel brought up, like, what do I do with the fear when it comes up?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just think yourself.
Totally.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, thank you for that and pointing that out. And I get it, but, you know, I floated and out of it. I float. It is funny because when I get into the real world, and that's when I look at the numbers, and I'm like, holy shit.
That's the head's job, right?
That's the head, exactly. My frontal lobe.
Yes, I guess that's what my problem is. I'm using my head too much.
Yeah.
This is Shava.
Hey,
I just want to say something, you know, because I've been there too. And the thing is,
when I'm in the head and, trying to surrender or thinking, being fearful and all that stuff, that is not the divine self. That is not who we truly are. And mm-hmm. you have to remember that and look at the one who's having the fear and realize that that is not me. That is not, Christ in me or that Christ okay. energy or that divine presence within me. That's just the body person doing its intellectual or mental thing. And it's, that is not truly the truth of life. And so there's a shift that I have to make. I have to shift from being that body person and into the awareness of who I truly am. And then that trying to accept the fear and all that stuff just drops. It goes away.
Mm. Who is that speaking?
This is Shava.
Oh, Shava.
When we put the course together, you'll notice there's three modules that we wove in with this first month. We've got head, heart, belly, the 18-inch adventure. We've got ignition, and we've got the power of purposes. And you'll notice whenever you lose it, what that really means is you're just doing part of a journey. 90% of the time it's going to be head or maybe head-heart. If we try to avoid the head entirely, that's when we become monks and just go to the belly for a lifetime or two. That's not bad. It's not good. It's an option. But I'm going to suggest that you chose to come into this culture so you could have the 18-inch adventure. If you chose to come here just in the belly, you'd probably end up in India in an ashram. Nothing wrong with that. Been there, done that. If you notice, this whole training is designed to make you bulletproof and to do it in a way that I'm continuously rotating between three primary purposes. I'm continuously noticing moments of ignition, and I'm continuously noticing where am I at in the journey. Am I in the head, the heart, the belly, the heart, the head? And so when something like fear shows up, most people try to go logic on fear. In other words, fear shows up in the heart, and they go to the head. And that's one option. My suggestion is to go to the belly. Shava says remembering what we are. And once we go to the belly, come back up to the heart and notice the energy of the heart. The heart energy is all about movement. But the belly doesn't move. The belly just sits there. If you want, when it's time to be still and know, that's the belly. When it's time to be moved and to move, it's the heart. And when it's time to make distinctions and discovery, that's the head. What
was
that?
I like it.
And it's actually really interesting that I think in this culture, our first instinct is to problem solve in the head.
We're heads without our bodies are nothing more than head transportation systems. By the way, if you want to make some money, solve some problems. My God, how to solve a problem is a great way to make money. And in the process of helping people solve problems, invite them to notice what they are.
But do you know what I'm saying about that? Is that our first instinct is to do something, like go out and make an action, make a list.
Instead of
being... problem solve. Exactly.
If we're making the head, heart, belly thing, it's sweet. If we're not making the head, heart, belly thing, we become nothing more than responses. Yeah, I'm not big on more responses in the world. So anyone, anything else before we button up the call? By the way, is this fun or what?
Yes,
this is cool.
Yes, very fun. Yes, very cool.
Right. With the technological problems, this has been a blast. Yeah, we'll keep sorting that out. Cool.
Hi, this is Taisha.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Taisha.
Hello.
Hi. You guys keep calling me Tisha.
So, but it's fine.
Taisha,
did we lose you? Were you here before?
This is like every time I'm on the Philip Real Fun videos, and they're like, "Oh, Taisha," and I was like, "It doesn't really bother me because everyone
says
my name wrong." But I had a question. Well, maybe not more of a question. Oh, hold on, my son is here.
Cool. Hello.
Cut the volume down on that. Okay. I'm seeming to have a little bit of a difficulty. I guess I'm getting caught between head and heart when trying to arrange daycare for my son. And I had someone, didn't work out.
Head to me while you're talking. I just want to point that out.
Okay,
to
then that's here. What it is. Yeah, that's what it is. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, you know what? I think I solved it right there. Like, I'm trying to figure out how it's going to be arranged. It's imperative that he goes, but trying to find, do all the running around and find care for him. I guess I'm not making it down to the belly. I'm not sure. I found the perfect person, and then all of a sudden she wasn't perfect anymore. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what happened there.
Cool. So you had a win, right?
No, huge one. It was. Everything was so perfect, and then all of a sudden it wasn't perfect. So
this is like cooking pork chops.
Okay.
You already cooked them good, right?
I don't have.
I'm assuming you
never made
pork chops.
Okay.
Right, how about
okay. I eat them. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So let's assume you've cooked a good meal before. Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess some people would say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just being funny. Yeah.
So odds are you can cook the same meal again, or a little different.
Okay.
So you already got you got a winner. It turned out not to be a winner. So now you can get to the real winner. By the way,
okay.
Demonstrating the patterns was beautiful because. The slowing down and the incomplete demonstrated a lot of heart and head, visual pictures in there that weren't being fully seen. And just acknowledging that it's a head-heart bounce and back and forth in the head, you notice how that opened up the belly for you. There's the biggie. And once that
belly... Yeah, I know I'm not making it... I'm not making it down there. But I think it, because I've had interviewed two other places since then, and I was set on, okay, yes, this is where I'm going to place him. And then it slows down again. Like, I didn't get a call back, or the person was supposed to call me for further movement to do all the documents and everything. And then I don't hear from them, and I'm like, is it, I guess I'm not making it down to the belly for that, going back and forth. But it's like...
Cool. You want to have some fun?
Sure.
Drop into the belly and call them. It doesn't matter what the answer you get from them is, but dropping down... So when there's the incomplete in the heart's... something's wrong, they didn't call, whatever. Drop down into the belly and just know it's all worked out perfectly. Yeah, just feel that. It's all worked out perfectly. And you make the call. And you may find out it's them, you may find out it's not them, but you get to play in this world while coming from the belly.
Yeah, I guess sometimes I forget that it's actual playing because it concerns, the care of my kid.
there's part of the joke that we've played on ourselves. We forget that it's all about play. God, we came to the best theme park in the universe, from what I can tell. I don't know of any other place where there's more options. And we come here and we go, oh, shit, I got to defend my castle. No, you don't. We've got this massive, massive amount of options available.
Yeah, just sometimes forget and just get so serious about it. You got to remember that, no, like you say,
That makes so much sense.
I think my next diagnosis is a serious deficit disorder.
Yes. Oh, okay. I got that. Got that badly. Yeah.
So especially with the political thing going. Oh my God. Like, let's just play more. You're here to play.
Hey, TT.
Take it down a notch. Take it down a notch. Yeah.
Cool. So here's my request real quick. I'd love to button up the call with everyone just tossing out real quick what they're thankful for or what their biggest aha moment was. I'll go first and last. I'm thankful that y'all came here. It was our 5 in the morning. I know it was yours some other time. But y'all got inconvenienced and came here. That's touching for us. I first want to express just the thankfulness for you and for being here and for sharing. And second, my biggest aha moment, honest to God, my sticky note said trust. And this has been a really cool trusting call with losing connection, coming back in, trusting that it's got recorded, and so on. So that's what I'm going to open it up with. That's what I'm thankful for, and that was my biggest aha. And I'm going to hand the talking stick to Victoria, and then you guys can pass it around and just love to hear what you got and so on. So here she is.
Biggest aha.
Yeah, what are you thankful for and your biggest aha?
Oh, what I'm thankful for. Oh, I'm so thankful that, all you guys came on, that we can, instead of reading your comments, we get to hear what you say. That's just been excellent for me. The biggest aha.
Vicky, Victoria, are you there?
Oh, did they get booted off?
Do we?
No, you're there.
Are you guys at TT? Are you there? 2020, are you there?
Well,
do we wait for them to come back, or do we call it a night?
Go ahead. Start.
What are you thankful for?
Do we button it up ourselves?
All right. I'm Joe Weldon. I'm from New Jersey. I'm thankful that my recent win was that my brother and his girlfriend were having trouble. I met her. She loves him very much, and I know that, but he said, I think we're done, and said all this. And I said, you know what? My feeling is that you're not done, that you guys are together, and that's it. You know? And he said, I don't see that. I said, okay, but I'm telling you, my feeling is that you guys are back together, and that's it. And he called me the other night and said she's moving back in with him, and that they are back.
Wow.
Home.
Okay.
All right, and you're back. And you missed my whole, TT, you missed my whole production there. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. But it was a New Jersey production.
It was a New Jersey production, Dirt Water production there. I was saying how I did have a win that my brother and his girlfriend seemed to be on the outs, and I told him, he asked me to pray for him, and I told him, you guys aren't done because I can feel it. My assumption, my feeling is that you guys are not done, you and her, that she loves you very much. So I believe you and her are back together. And that he called me the other night and said she's moving back in with me. And it was great to hear him say, Joe, I have a lot of faith in your prayers for me.
Wow.
So I've had this complaint sort of, you know, I've told you how many times, TT, that my prayers for other people, the success track record absolutely eclipses when I try to, you know, manifest or pray for things for myself.
Cool. Treat Joe as if you're not him. So imagine for this guy named Joe.
Okay.
Ooh. By the way, some people, that honest to God is what works. okay? Yeah, like most people, it's the exact opposite. But you're from Jersey, right? Let's face it.
Right.
So let's just, you know, so whenever you lay down, imagine for Joe, this guy.
A guy named Joe Weldon. Got it.
You got it. Sweet.
All right.
Ma'am, thank you. I've got to go. And
who is that?
This is Julie, and I want to say it. I guess the best thing is knowing when to say no. That was the big one today. Knowing
nice.
When to say no in my state.
Nice.
And
go forth and prosper, Julie.
I go forth and prosper and get my cardinal shirt on. See you guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Taisha here. I'm thankful that a lot of the things that have been going on in my mind were addressed today through Laurel and Tamika, and it kind of gave me more clarity with that. And my aha moment was, I guess, a lot of it, actually. I can't really just pinpoint it. It just,
nice.
I guess I dropped more into my belly more during this call because I've been a little frantic. So that's, I guess, a gratitude and an aha knowing that.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
By the way, I can hear it. Can other people hear this? Can you hear the shift that Taisha made?
Yes.
Nice. If you can hear it in somebody else, you'll notice it faster in you. Sweet.
Cool.
You. You're next.
Well, this is Shava, and you know, the belly thing was sort of the essence of it. I mean, I understood it intellectually, but I didn't really get the experience of it until something about the group energy on this call, and I just by talking about it, everybody talking about it in 20, about going into the belly and all of that, it finally, it's like, I get it. And I want to thank everybody. I truly believe it's the group energy that is creating the power of for all of us, you know, to absorb a higher levels of understanding here. So thank you.
The belly has like billions of more of neuropeptides than the head ever can. And here we are as a group of neuropeptides.
Well, thanks all you neuropeptides with your parts, your big parts.
Nice.
Hi, this is Marilyn. And I'm thankful that I actually made the decision to participate in this group. And there is some kind of magic in hearing everybody's voice. And I have a real sense of connectedness that I didn't expect to, but I actually kind of feel like we are a family. And that feels really good. And I appreciate my aha moments. I think I would talk about the belly. That is still was very fuzzy to me because the belly doesn't talk, and I would much rather talk and be in the head. So when I go to the belly, it's like, oh, what a drag. I mean, you're not talking or anything. But I have much more clarity on that. And just to hear other people having some challenges. The lady that talked about, she drops out her state and is kind of worried. That reassured me that I'm not necessarily doing it all wrong. It's just something that happens. So I thank you very much. It was wonderful to be a participant.
Lovely having you here, Marilyn. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. And I love Jersey. I love his accent. Yeah, it's so different than mine because I miss Southern.
Well, thank you, 20,
and Victoria for the program. I'm grateful for that. This is Sharon in Texas. And my aha moment was what to do with fear. And I realized it's in my head, it's not, it may be a feeling, but it's a head feeling, if you will. I don't know how to explain that. It's not belly, obviously. So thanks again.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Thanks, Sharon. Nice.
Hi. Hi, this is Diane in New Jersey, and I just want to say that I'm really thankful for this phone conversation and for finding, after years of searching, finding Neville Goddard. And I feel a lot better because I used to think, gee, I'm the only one that's having issues, and now I can identify that it's just not me. So... you know, it's helpful to hear everyone else's input.
Nice. Order clams and don't settle for anything less than Tabasco sauce.
Got it.
Nice.
Hi, this is Laurel from New York.
Hello.
What I'm most thankful for is it was a long, windy journey to even get to find you on Facebook. I'm so appreciative for having found this group to begin with. And I'm really appreciative of your other group, as you know, the Making Massive Money, which I think has revolutionized my life in a very big way. So both of those. And the major reason I took this course, this Manifesting to the Max, was for this phone call, which I think is really great. And it's really great to connect with everybody. So I'm so grateful for all of that. And aha moments, oh, my God, there's so many. I don't even know where to begin. I think it's like kind of all day long. But I think the biggest has been for me to recognize ignition, that I always thought it was just my ADD self moving all over the place, and it's actually being able to slow down enough to see what motivates me to go from moment to moment.
Nice. You'd be a good surfer.
Hello.
Nice. Yes.
Hello, this is Tamika. I have, of course, quite a few things I'm thankful for, but I'm thankful for I did when you first brought out the Mega Mastery, Manifesting Mastery out for us to do, I jumped on, I didn't hesitate, and now I'm grateful that I did go forward on it, because usually I hesitate on things, and this time I did it. And so I'm thankful for doing that, and I'm thankful for being able to, because I know for a long time I've been wanting to be on a call with you again, and this is the time has came. So this is a good thing as well. And my aha moment is just learning more. With this call, I've learned a lot about the ignition. I heard you talk about it, but the knowing of me speaking, you know, us talking about it in life, you know, us all having that connection, like we said before, you could really feel the connection and knowing the 18 inches of ignition from your heart, your head, heart to belly. So that really helped me out a lot, and I could feel myself and know that I'm going to be much further and much faster with what I have to achieve and my goals and the things that I'm doing. So that's why I'm at my aha moment.
Okay, this is Debbie. I'm in Missouri. And my gratitude is just so, I'm so grateful to be on this call, be in this group, be in this energy. It has been fantastic. I normally kind of stay in the background. I don't really put a lot on Facebook, but this has really been fantastic to be with all of you, and I really am grateful for that. And my ahas are just, there are so many, and the heart just wants to feel, and the 18, the whole journey from belly to heart to head and back again. It's been fantastic, and I've gotten a lot of insight from all of you.
Nice.
This is Andrew in Melbourne, and I'm thankful for just the beautiful morning we're having this morning. You know, everything's held out nice so we can sit outside and let our kids sleep and It's not the kind of weather that Melbourne can put on us, so that's just lovely. And my moment has just been, you know, hearing all those different versions of me out there and actually recognizing it. And I'm going to take away from this, you know, all those versions of me out there and getting to hear all of the things going on, and I'm going to put a bit more attention on some of those versions that I've been neglecting.
Nice. And your one son isn't sleeping, obviously. You can hear him in the background every once in a while. Hey, Matt. Thank you.
Hi guys, it's Yasmin from Melbourne. I'm so grateful that we have, like Andrew said, we've been able to sit out here and listen to this, that my phone didn't play up and we've been able to stay on the call, which is a true miracle for here to have phone reception. It's been a wonderful way to start the week. I've loved hearing everyone's voices as well. So nice to put voices to names and what we read on the group. Another thing I'm really grateful for is being able to share this with our boys.
Oh, yes.
As you know, they're often listening to the Feel It Real Fun videos with us in the morning. They're either on their way to school or, you know, in the car, and they're really starting to get it, particularly our oldest one, Hamish. Yeah, that's really cool. Very cool. So thank you. Aha moment was, yeah, when we talked about the fear and just knowing that that's when you're going back up in, you know, you go back up into the head. And that actually happened for me this weekend around Andrew being in between jobs. And just hearing other people talking about that it's exactly the same for them. And just listening to that this morning was, for me, it was just like, oh, yeah, that's what I did, you know. And I can recognise that now, and I'm just really comfortable now when that happens and you don't go into panic mode and you don't, you know, let the head run for too long. It's been really great hearing that from others too.
Isn't that liberating? Just noticing it's not bad. It's just somebody doing his job, and it's time to give him a break.
Hang on. Now we have a live two-legged version joining us.
Wow. Big love to the next mix. Well, buddy.
This is Angus.
Hi, Angus.
Yeah, it was really cool because, I went through that over the weekend and, you know, went into a bit of panic mode. God, what are we going to do? You know, you've got to hurry up and get a job. How are we going to pay the mortgage? And then I dropped back into the belly pretty quickly and I just recognised that, you know, in everyone else this morning. So thank you.
Nice.
Mm.
Yasmin. Who's next? Anyone else?
What?
We're done.
Recording? Are you there? All right, we lost him again.
Sounds like we're done. Thanks to all of you. I'm hanging up. Sharon and Texas signing off.
I'll go to sleep.
Alrighty. Okay. See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
In Victoria. Bye.